KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies, 64 degrees. We look for isolated showers possible today, high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday authorized Mayor Dave Jones to enter into a marketing agreement with Utility Service Partners Incorporated for a service line warranty program. City Administrator John Lund checked into the program since it was introduced to the council on May the 6th. Lund has contacted three other communities in Iowa to get their opinion on the value of the service USP provides. He found no complaints have been received from citizens of those communities, but two of the three public works officials contacted strongly suggested an informational media campaign be conducted to make the public aware of the optional warranty service. Jones said the city council has stipulated the company should use local contractors for any repairs or warranty work as much as possible. USP, he says, have strict requirements of their own when it comes to contractors contacting the customer and performing the work in a timely manner.
Make sure the public understands, we will give the company names of contractors. So we got local plumbers or local doing the work as much as they can get things done. They have some standards they want to accept. So basically, some of their standards are, can be within 20, got contact within 24 hours. Is that it? And be there in 48 hours or something, especially water lines. There's some standards they have. These companies have to say they're going to be one company they're going to recommend. They got adhered to those standards.
The warranty program, which again is completely optional and voluntary, is endorsed by the city, gives residents an affordable utility line repair solution while at the same time educating homeowners about their sewer and water line responsibilities. Jones said newer houses aren't as likely to be at risk for water or sewer line failure, but houses that are more than 40 years old are at risk, and the warranty program, he said, would greatly benefit those property owners.
I'm telling you, if you got a house built before 1960, you got galvanized water lines. I got the old, what's the old,
Orangeburg.
You have some old lines. It'd be well worth getting, buying that insurance, because you're talking about $3,000 bill, something goes wrong.
The company will be sending out letters to residents of Atlantic on stationery with a city logo explaining the program, which would cost a property owner $7.75 per month for the sewer line leading up to the home, $6.75 per month for the water line leading to the home, and up to $6.99 per month for in-home plumbing coverage. Now, a property owner may elect to pay for all three warranties, or they can choose from any one of the three warranties for service and repairs. The agreement would pay the city an annual royalty of 50 cents per month per paid warranty contract with residential customers. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved fireworks permits for four rural residents. Auditor Dale Sunderman said there were six applications filed, but two were within city limits, with those two being referred to the cities for approval. The other permits filed include those on behalf of the Marsh family, with the event taking place near the old Walnut Grove Research Farm southwest of Atlantic. A second permit was for the Abild family on 610th Street southeast of Lewis. A third permit was approved by the board for Chad Williams on 690th north of Cumberland. And the final permit was for Karen Ackerman on 690th south of Wyota. In other business, the Cass County supervisors heard from Griswold City Manager Nick McGregor and Assistant Cass County Attorney Jamie Arnold with regard to the annexation of a parcel or parcels of land owned by Rick Connery. McGregor said at this point he simply wants to inform the board about recent action taken by the Griswold City Council, and no action was needed by the supervisors.
We recently voted on a resolution for voluntary annexation. An application filled out by Rick Connery for the property at 6th Union Street, and I have a copy of the resolution that we passed that has all the information in it. Essentially, it's just his parcel right off of Highway 48 and Union Street.
Dale Sunderman explained that if annexed, the property taxes will be levied by the city instead of the county. The county has maintained a road on the property, but whose jurisdiction it would fall under if annexation is approved is somewhat a subject of debate.
That's kind of been a topic of discussion.
Oh, it has.
Supposedly, it's private property. It wasn't part of the
road on the west side?
Yes.
Well, the county's always created to take care of it.
I know. In the end, we push snow on it anyway, a lot of times when we go through and pass. Yeah. And if all it is a little bit of rock and, you know, some grading. But
well, it gets quite a lot more traffic than first thing it does.
It does.
Yeah.
I guess the reason why it wasn't part of the annexation is because it wasn't, you know, public right-of-way. according to the records that Dale and I have been discussing.
The county engineer's office says the road appears to be under private ownership, according to Sunderman. In any event, there are still several hoops to jump through before any annexation takes place, including at least one public hearing. Well, local businesses and others interested in contracting or working with the government from federal to local are invited to attend a workshop and Q&A session on government contracting on June 25th from noon until 1 p.m. at the Cass County Extension Office. The workshop is offered at no cost to anyone pre-registered, and a light lunch will be provided. Topics include how to locate governments in your area and become registered with them, how to research and find government bid opportunities, how to respond to a government solicitation and develop a government proposal, as well as more information about the Center for Industrial Research and Service, or CIRIS, services available to your business. The workshop will be led by Andy Alexander, government contracting specialist with Iowa State University and CIRIS. More information on the program is available by calling or stopping by the Cass County Extension Office or on their website at www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. Registrations are requested by June 24th at noon. You can call the Extension Service at 243-1132 to register. Three people were arrested on separate charges Wednesday in Creston. Authorities say 37-year-old Lindsay Fry of Creston was arrested on OWI third offense and driving while suspended charges. She was later released on $5,000 bond. 21-year-old Evan Skadden of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for a probation violation. Skadden was being held at the Union County Law Enforcement Center while awaiting a bond hearing. And 28-year-old Christopher Colburn of Creston was arrested Wednesday for domestic abuse, simple assault. Colburn was being held at the Union County Jail also while awaiting a bond hearing. And the Creston PD said a Mitchellville woman reported Tuesday that sometime between 1 and 2:30 p.m. that day, someone stole her purse containing cash and jewelry. The items were taken from a vehicle in the Creston McDonald's parking lot. The loss was estimated at $300. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Northwest Iowa man convicted of firing a handgun in connection to a carjacking last year has been sentenced to more than a decade in federal prison. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Iowa said 23-year-old Angel Gomez of Sioux City was sentenced Tuesday to 13 years in federal prison. Prosecutors say Gomez physically assaulted, threatened, and abducted a woman last August after the woman tried to end their intimate relationship. He was later accused of firing a warning shot from a handgun in connection to a carjacking. A family in that vehicle included a child. Prosecutors say Gomez was trying to escape with the women. Gomez pleaded guilty in February to discharging a firearm in furtherance of a crime of violence. And Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, is standing by his defense of an Arkansas family after revelations the family's teenage son molested underage girls. Last month, Josh Duggar, one of the stars of the cable TV reality show called 19 Kids and Counting, confessed to molesting four of his underage sisters and a babysitter when he was a teenager after a magazine published police records of the case. In late May, Huckabee called the Duggar's behavior inexcusable but not unforgivable. Wednesday, he stood by those remarks.
I never regret standing with friends of mine, in this case, someone I knew since serving in the legislature. And, you know, I feel for his sisters who have been unfairly paraded through a living hell because the media is not interested in truth, and that they're interested in exploiting a very unfortunate situation.
Huckabee was campaigning in Southwest Iowa yesterday. He says the country is in more trouble now than it was 8 years ago when he won the Iowa caucuses and is hurting for new leadership.
In the history of the caucus, no one has ever received more votes in a Republican caucus win than we did in 2008. But I'm mindful of the fact that we can't count on any of that being automatic. We have to go back and win it and earn it just like we did 8 years ago. And that's why I am, will be, and can be depended upon spending a lot of time in Iowa between now and February.
Huckabee met with about 50 people at a cafe in Clarinda for nearly 90 minutes with a stop during the afternoon in Red Oak and Creston later in the day, the same type of retail campaigning he engaged in during his 2008 run.
Not everybody will come out of Iowa alive. I mean, that is traditionally the case. But we need to come out of here like a rocket, and that's our goal, is to win the caucus.
Reporters asked Huckabee for his thoughts on Donald Trump's entry into the Republican race. Huckabee noted that Trump has indicated he'll use his own wealth to finance his campaign, and he joked that anyone who thought about contributing to Trump's campaign now is more than welcome to donate to the Huckabee for President effort. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.